we start now even with a study with CAR T cells in colorectal cancer. Whether that's going to be successful, nobody knows. But there are different approaches ongoing in colorectal cancer, also with immune therapies.
You know, I got to say, you know, we don't talk too much about the issue of approvals and, you know, we kind of stick to the clinical science, but it is kind of striking that checkpoint inhibitors are not approved in Europe for MSI-high tumors. You know, listening to a case, I've heard plenty of cases like that. It must be very frustrating to be in that situation. What about the UK? Is it approved there?
No, the UK is still in Europe today, although the Brexit
That's
is
right, yeah.
Closer. The UK is still in Europe. And EMA, the European Medicinal Agency, today is still based in the UK. They will move to Amsterdam in the near future once UK is out of Europe. But in the UK, no, this checkpoint inhibitors are not approved. However, in some countries, you can get them paid because the data are so strong. And this is really a mistake by EMA that they didn't approve. The data are so strong. And they were asking for larger series or randomized data sets. All experts completely agree in this situation that this is a mistake, that this should not happen anymore. The data are so strong in this group of patients with MSI tumors, metastatic colorectal cancer.
But just for my own advocation, though, doesn't the UK, the NICE system, is that separate from the European approval system? Or
NICE system is a system, there is first always European approval. And then NICE is a UK-based system who takes into account also some economic aspects, who does a new evaluation on the, like a little bit the ESMO scales of magnitude of benefit,
right.
ASCO scales of magnitude of
benefit.
So it's
like layered on top of the approvals.
On top of approvals, yes.
Interesting.
So if a drug is not approved by EMA, it will not make it through NICE at the moment, as long as UK is in Europe.
That's interesting, you know, because again, you know, to me, you don't have to hear too many stories like that to, you know, want to use a drug. But I was flashing on HCC and I knew you treat HCC and I hear stories like that in HCC. Are checkpoint inhibitors approved by EMA for HCC?
No, they are not yet approved in this. We hope it will come. I expect it will come in the future, but they're not yet approved.
Just out of curiosity, have you seen patients with HCC who had these, you know, great responses, kind of like your patient you were just describing?
Yes, but in HCC, we are limited to clinical trials. We have seen some patients. I see a patient now in front of me who is a man between 65 and 70 years, pre-treated, and he's now for 1 year and a half on a checkpoint inhibitor, and he does very well. He's again more active than he was before, and in his first line he was treated with sorafenib, and then he went in second line on checkpoint inhibitors. Yes, we see that, but a little bit less widely used today because of the labeling, but that's going to come. I hope we will make it in the near future also.
Any other agents or strategies in metastatic colorectal cancer that we haven't talked about today that you want to comment on?
There's, of course, the small group of alterations, Pol-E, Pol-D, that may benefit from checkpoint inhibitors, TRAC alterations that may benefit in a recent publication from a TRAC inhibitor. In the recent publication in a basket trial, recent publication New England Journal of Medicine with a TRAC inhibitor, there were a couple of colorectal cancer patients also. So that's for small subgroup of patients. We have seen the data of the phase one with CA-TCB bispecific antibody. The efficacy data of CA-TCB in combination with atezolimab in the phase one study, that was impressive in colorectal cancer patients. That was presented at ASCO, but there was clearly some toxicity in this situation. And we're now rethinking the further development programs with this drug. But this bispecific antibody, that seems to be, especially in combination with the checkpoint inhibitor, according to a presentation by Dr. Tabernero at ASCO, in a small number of patients, a relatively low number of patients, but the results were quite impressive.
That's really interesting. So bispecific antibody like blinatumomab and ALL?
The targets are different. It's CD3 as a target and as well CA as a target. So the targets are different, but it's a bispecific antibody that binds to two different targets, CD3 and CA in this situation.
But it's an immunotherapy.
It's an immunotherapy, and then it's combined further. Also, there was a cohort, as according to Jose Tabernero's presentation, a cohort of patients who received CA-TCB alone and a cohort of patients who received CA-TCB plus a checkpoint inhibitor, atezolizumab, PD-L antibody. And especially the patients with the combination, they did clearly better than patients also with CA-TCB alone. It's interesting, there was, as was reported at ASCO, quite some toxicity. So that's being sorted out right now. And we need, of course, larger studies. And there are plans in colorectal cancer, in pancreatic cancer, different tumor types that do express CA, because that's an important target for this bispecific antibody.
That's really interesting. With the, I know it's a totally different target, but you know, I know with the blinatumomab, they saw cytokine release, they saw neurologic, it was like a CAR T type syndrome. Is that what they see here?
That's a kind of, some of the side effects are acute toxicity, not completely the same as a cytokine release syndrome, but with some similarities, and that's what is being sorted out also, correct.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to Dr. Van Cutsem. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.